Breakfast. The Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30
on Triple M.
Hello, welcome back from the weekend. Big old show on the way, and Nick Cody coming from what sounds like out of space.
Canberra, sort of is. There's not much going on. A few alien-looking creatures around town.
Are you in that? I've been to that studio, 2CC or something or other it used to be, in the middle of a paddock. There's kangaroos everywhere outside. Yeah. It's really weird.
The Uber driver today, because I had to get in here at 5, the Uber driver, as we're coming in, he must have thought, oh, this bloke's going to kill me. Yeah. I've been set up. This is...
I've got a runner.
All of a sudden, a radio tower.
Can I ask, if you do comedy in Canberra, do you often get politicians in the audience, or are they as humourless as they appear?
No, Sunday night. I think a lot of pollies fly in on the Monday.
Yeah, they do. Oh, the FIFA.
Okay. Yeah, and they're out the Friday night.
And pollies are notorious for not paying to do or go to anything. Oh. So you'd have to give them free tickets to go to your gig, which is why would you
Mr.
want a politician?
Mr. and Mrs. T. Payer picked that up.
Exactly. Why would you want a polly at your gig anyway?
Well, I just wondered, you know, if you had
Sam Dastyari a fair few times in the crowd.
Oh, God.
He's I did no get him in trouble polio. Once. He snuck me into an airport lounge in Melbourne that was like a super secret one.
Yeah, the chairman's lounge.
Well, it's the Virgin version. It's the Virgin version of the chairman's lounge. And I whipped out my phone straight away and started video calling a mate of mine. About 9 staff members jumped out of nowhere and went, you can't be doing that.
You can't do that.
There's senators around here. I'm like, well, what are they up to? It's 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Yeah. What sort of sus stuff can't people
what
see?
What were they up to?
Nothing. Oh. I'm just having a nice whiskey.
No, what were they up to? Don't mind about you.
They were eating from the buffet.
Gordon Tallis on the show today. That was enjoyable. He ran his eye over the Broncos. Speaking of the Broncos, we had our social experiment over the weekend, Mates at First Sight. You'll find out how that wrapped up.
It was a frigging disaster.
Spoiler or alert, it was terrible. It wasn't good, except for one man who we're very proud of.
Yeah, well done him.
So when did I wish I was there. That seemed like a bloody great weekend of sport.
Well, what happened? I think they all bailed. They met each other. And some people just don't get along.
No.
And they only went to the one event Friday night and then gave
it
away.
Very hot weekend too, if you're making it. The races were so warm.
How did you go, Brendo, at the races? Did you have fun?
If I was an NRL footballer, I would have to have a press conference to apologise.
Oh, dear. Instead, it was just you and Kate.
You were mostly quite jolly. It's very rare that we would be out at a function and I would say I was the more sober of the two of us.
Very rare indeed.
Mm. And I knew too, and it's like when you know and you're trying to make yourself sober than the person that is actually sober.
No.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to you, Gregory. It is phenomenal
you
to see
gone
you again.
Before I arrived.
Brenda, were you so drunk that it's so but other people up. I love when I see someone that maggot that I go, I'm actually fine.
Well, people that passed me were like, well, now I can't drive.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Of course, one of the greatest weekends of sporting victories. We still can't find out when the last time all three of our body contact football codes won on the same weekend, but it was kicked off by the Broncos with a huge win in front of an enormous crowd of 45,000 people on Friday night. Gordy, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. Very good.
How do you rate that one Friday night? I thought the Cowboys were going to do it.
Yeah, well, look, so did I. If you go from the stats from round one, well, you probably wouldn't have given the Broncos a chance. But there's a stat that you can't measure, Marto, and that's the attitude. And the Broncos were absolutely brilliant on Friday night, led by Tevita Pangai Jr. I thought what he did with the football was Shane Webke-esque at his best. He was just so powerful and in a way, arrogant to say, get out of my way to anybody that was in front of him. And, mate, in defence, it was as dominant as a Trevor Gilmeister and Tony Carroll. So I don't think you can give a Bronco forward.
Bigger rap.
So, mate, he was brilliant, but the challenge for him now is he's got to back that up because Broncos have been waiting for a leader, Marto, and I think they found one in Tevita.
Can't he just have the glory without us going, now you got to back it up, mate? Come on. You've got to prove yourself.
Mate, it's a result-driven business. Robin, we know about that, the tradings. You've got to back it up, don't you?
Mate,
every day you've got to go there and do your job to the best of your ability. And that's what they're paid to do, Robin. And I know that you think that you're being hard on them, but that's what they're paid to do. He's big, he's dominant, he's an enforcer. Well, he's got to enforce. And the blokes that have the skill and the speed, but they got to play like that. It's simple. It's a team game. And And that's what you expect from your players like that. And it was great to see Pangai Jr. He was a bit injured last year on a few occasions, but he seems to be injury-free, and he was absolutely outstanding on Friday night.
Gordy, Tevita Pangai Jr. There's obviously a Tevita Pangai Sr. Now, this name, Tevita...
You wouldn't want to meet him in a dark duck.
No.
I mean, Jr.
Now, what's Tevita stand for? Is that Steve or is it Trevor? What is Tevita in English?
Don't know. Probably dominant at the moment.
Sir. Yeah, mate, scary.
To opposition forward packs, it's going to be Sir Pangai. So, yeah, no, mate, look, I don't know, but you know what? I'm going to find that. Actually, we'll get the man on the street, mate, get Dobbo, and if he doesn't know, he'll make it up.
Yeah.
So true.
How much do you think Taumalolo's injury helped the Broncos?
Oh, well, certainly. Well, he is there. You know, he is the Cowboys... go forward, man. Last week, round one, up in North Queensland, a little bit hotter, run for 300 metres. So he going off, it actually made the Cowboys look old. So everybody was saying, oh, are they a little bit too old? But I think it's the best pack in a competition. But they just got out-muscled. And you're allowed to have a night off, Robin, but you can't have two in a row. So,
okay.
We don't know his injury because I was with a couple of journalists yesterday and Paul Kent and James Hooper, and they were sort of ringing around trying to get how long Bigger Jace is going to be up, and they're not 100% sure. But, mate, you'd put him in cotton wool. If he needs a week, you'd give him two, I reckon, because the Cowboys showed last night that it's going to be a uphill battle without him on the field.
Gordy, I heard you yesterday on Triple M. Now, I must have got in the car just after you'd been talking about something, but there was a bit of a blow-up from Maroon. He was saying that you were a finance expert and a used car expert and a pet expert. What did you just said to him? What did you show in your expertise at?
Maroon picks me up every morning, and, like, he's sort of our fall guy, and he bullies us off air, and I told him to go read the codes, you know, mate, because we've got to do the codes. You've got to go there and read the codes, mate, because at the moment, you know, you're up to four, you know, going to see HR. He's actually a bully, Maroon.
He's
then,
a bully.
And then obviously I brought it up on air and he lost his rubbish and he said, mate, you're an ex-mate. And he's that mate, and he's the king of the cashies too, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where it all starts. So we just keep on saying, mate, how many cashies did you get this week? And he doesn't like it.
No. Not mentioning the Titans, not that ruins our whole weekend of glory.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Well,
yes, Ambassador.
I would love to see all five Queensland teams win one weekend. That's the challenge. You know, have Titans, Cowboys, Broncos, Reds and the Lions. But the Titans, mate, without their chief playmakers, they are struggling for a bit of creativity. And, you know, because Jai Arrow, this is a guy in a beaten side. They were down by 20-0. He runs for 299 metres and he's, you know, mate, and he's a tiny little guy. He's probably, you know, weighing about 89 kilos, and he was absolutely outstanding for the Titans. So the effort's there, Robin, but we just don't have the players in the right position to get us across the line at the moment. But the effort is there, and hopefully they can turn
it
around.
They've ruined many a multi, the Titans. Many a multi.
Gordon Taylors, thank you so much. We'll catch up again next week. Get the world-renowned Toyota reliability forklifts you can trust. Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage, toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Big Breakfast, Triple M.
I am so the wrong person to begin this conversation because when you understand what I'm going to talk about, you'll realise I have no authorization at all. But
you
across
often
the
don't
weekend,
have any idea about the things you talk about, and the wisdom of Nick and I help you out.
I know. Well, let's hope you can do that again. It was damn hot across the weekend. We were all so sick of it.
Mm.
You know, the heat just kept going and going. And I,
have
of
you
course,
had enough?
I've had enough. Yeah. But I was also observing something because, of course, my three sons, who are all teenagers, play a lot of football.
Mm.
And just watching the kids playing on the pitch, they were all a bit uncomfortable and scratching around and moving their shorts and doing all
that kind of weird stuff. What do they wear? Are they wearing swimming togs
or are they wearing those long
bike shorts?
Well, with my kids they do, but I have no, I mean, I'm not just talking about my kids doing that. I'm talking about all the boys that I was witnessing from sort of under 12s to under 20s were all a little uncomfortable while they were playing sport.
Mm.
So my question to you is this.
Moist.
In the sort of
you
heat,
can cook a roast chicken down some people's strides in this sort of weather.
Well, I wasn't quite going there, but I was curious.
Garlicky.
Mm.
Yeah, no, wasn't going there either.
Yes.
I was curious, though, about in heat like this with blokes who play football, is it better for a boxer? Is it better for a tog? Is it better to have
you wanted
jocks?
To know this question.
I mean, you know, do you wear nothing? I couldn't imagine that's overly comfortable.
Mm.
Do you, like, how do any jump in at any time?
I reckon briefs. For sport. Oh, do you reckon briefs, but those bike shorts? Oh,
running around. Those bike shorts, though.
What, Lycra?
Yeah, because togs cut into the groin and they'll give you boing boing worse than anything. And undies, and like hipster undies, they'll give you boing boing. Sorry, I'm doing them.
You don't want silk boxers. You'll sweat in those in minus 10. You don't want to be running around in them.
Really?
Yeah.
You seem to have more room to move in those bike short shorts, you know, wearing underneath your footy pants, but togs and hipster briefs, it cuts the groin and you end up with boing boing, which is a...
You've heard me talk about boing boing before.
How would I describe
it? For uneducated listeners, what is boing boing?
It's just like a...
Inflammation of the groin region caused by a friction and your and here's this noise. Oh, listen to this. That's your thighs and your groin rubbing together and your undercarriage.
Okay, we're going to keep this really nice and really clean because I actually feel like it's a community service announcement. The heat is continuing. It will continue this week. There are lots of young men who may not know the answer to this question.
Building sites, lots of mums
who want to know what the best thing is. Boxers, brief, silk,
I reckon
cotton,
boxers maybe for togs. Work sites, unless you go up ladders and other men have to... Oh, Jesus, Ron. Oh, mate.
Oh, Ronald.
Kitson.
Put him away.
Ronald.
What undergarment do you choose in this?
The heat. I really am genuinely curious because I think I might be being a bad mother.
Got to let them breathe.
We had a mate in high school who lost a bet, and in our school AFL game, he played in the midfield, and he had to see how long he could last with a dollop of deep heat on his boing boing.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
And Scott, it was about 3 minutes into the first quarter. He poured water on it, and that didn't help.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That's worse.
Scott, morning.
Yeah, good morning. I actually wear your... Skins type of underwear.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah. The compression pant.
That's right. And without naming a brand, the ones I wear at the moment are made of bamboo, so they're all natural anyway as well, which is great.
Three-quarter, the boxer briefy kind. Which one are you wearing?
That's right, yeah.
The three-quarters. Yeah. Right.
Scott, I'll send you a photo when I do take a photo of my undies I've got on today, and you probably send me a photo.
He doesn't want them, Marto.
Just trying to keep...
I'm not sure anyone does.
Yeah, the downside is...
Scott, well done.
But is everyone happy? It is from your tops of your thighs rubbing together, isn't it, Scott?
That's right, it is, yes, yeah. And I go hiking and all that sort of stuff, and these things are fantastic. It keeps everything dry.
Mm. I like the bamboo idea. Yeah. That's very good.
Oh, would you? I'd just be scared of having to keep Panda away from my tackle.
And Rob of Eagleby, what you got?
Yeah, I was delivering pamphlets in Port Augusta and tried a whole heap of different jocks to stop chase. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the tradie chase proof, they're about a three-quarter thigh length, freaking almost a compression short, like a bike short.
Oh,
and I have tested those things in 48-degree heat delivering pamphlets.
That's what I'm wearing.
Okay, Marto's taking his
shorts. They're the undies I'm wearing.
Can't take your shorts.
You can't take your pants off.
Yellow card him.
No. The Honey Badger, is they're the ones he advertises, remember?
Yeah, they're the ones.
They seem to be the best I've found.
Oh, good
on you, Rob.
Is his pants off?
Jack the Bridge.
Oh, no.
Lord.
He's walking outside. Marto.
That's a straight red, obviously.
Oh, straight red.
That is a mullet.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
That's a big breakfast, triple
A. Okay.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
The Norwegian cruise ship on the weekend, I don't know if you saw it, the Viking Sky.
Yep.
It was having a rough time out at sea. It, 1,300 passengers trapped when the cruise ship lost engines off the Norwegian coast. They had to helicopter rescues for about 300 people before they could get the engines started
Did
again.
Did you see any? Were they winching them up? Because that's a tough rescue.
That's a real rough gig. I do like, though, the ship being called the Viking Sky cruise ship. It really lived up to its name. You know what I mean? The passengers got to go out on the sea and they were rescued by a helicopter, the Viking Sky. Living up to its full name, fulfilling both words in the title there. I don't know if you saw the footage on social media. It looked pretty rough. There was a grand piano sliding back and forth.
Unbelievable.
Would you secure your grand piano? Like, really, if you're on a cruise, wouldn't you just staple it down?
Well, more than a staple.
Surely the weight of a grand piano is the thing that they're backing to keep it stuck to the floor.
Right.
Did you see the whole lot of them sliding one way and then sliding the other way?
There was a bloke that got up just in the middle of this storm. If you see the footage online, it's so good. He gets up. It is crazy. A grand piano has just flown past him and he goes, probably a good time to go to the buffet, I reckon. And gravity said, no, you're not, champ. I just love, I've been on cruises before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, to do gigs, right? P&O and Carnival.
Yeah, righto.
And I just love that the way you detect someone who's pissed on board is someone who's walking straight when it's rocky. And you know there'd have to be just one bloke, absolutely maggot, walking out there going, is it just me?
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
I just got a message from my mum last night. Go the Reds, so I'm glad she was watching.
Oh, well done, sure.
Hey, I spoke to her the other day, my mum, just checking up, make sure once a week, try to get out there and be a good son. Not really, I'm not.
She feeds you up and then you wallow in home.
And it's your mum goes, oh, I know you're busy, I'll let you go. And then I thought, hold on, I need to start showing more interest in what mum's up to.
Mm.
She lives out near Chermside Shopping Centre there.
It's only taken you how long?
Right, sometimes I do. All right, but she had said, mum's a big time member of Aspley Bowls Club, which is next to the Aspley Hornets there, if anyone knows the north side. Right, so she said, oh, we got the big fashion parade. And I was going to leave it because I was busy and just let it roll on. I thought, hold on. The big fashion parade. I said, what's up? She said, oh, I'll do all the food. We've got a full house. In fact, we've got more than we can probably handle, Greg. So I went with it. I said, now tell me. And then I went, Ollie's mum's 80, very soon. And so are all the old people down there. And I said, mum, tell me what happens at these fashion parades. All of a sudden I went, oh, this is insane.
Yeah.
She said, oh, well, half a dozen of the better looking old girls get dressed up. I said, where are you getting the clothes from?
Miller's.
Well, Kath thought that too when I
told her. Is
that a bad thing? I
don't know what that means. It's not a bad thing. It's just a much older ladies kind of fashion
place. Well,
Kath
said Miller's and said it with the same smile on her face.
Patty Newton used to be the face of Miller's.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's...
that just kind of
tells you. That really
sums
it up.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I thought, hello. Well, Miller's, I didn't know who they were. What was the other one? Susan Gray. I thought, they're cashing in on these. Because some of them have got, plenty of money. And you know how they like looking good.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so she had 180 people, and this was a Friday, 180 people to their fashion parade. So I kept asking questions. It's a lady. There's a lady who goes around, and I don't know the name of her business. She goes to all the retirement villages and bowls clubs for the last 35 years and does fashion parades. She is, mum said, she is making squillions out of it. Because, of course, Beryl will say to Daphne, oh, God, you look good. Oh, well, Daphne buys that outfit straight away. She's probably got plants in the audience.
You're saying she's been doing it for 35
Apparently.
Years. How old was she when she started?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was she just a 25-year-old rocking up? Should we put on a fashion show here at the old folks' home?
She could have been. Are you just looking? Tapping away
fashion
here.
Fashion parade and morning tea, Aspley Memorial Bowls Club.
That was mum's bowls. That was Friday. So I don't even know how, I didn't know. And mum said, well done on my commentary. And I haven't sent back, how did the fashion parade go?
Yeah.
But you got to ask your parents sometimes. They're scratching away doing lots of, while we're going to work and thinking we're busy with our families. They're not just sitting around the oldies.
Oh, no.
They're doing stuff.
My mum, all my mum's doing is constantly getting kicked off social media for going Trump supporters.
Your mum's mad too.
Okay, the New South Wales elections were just on Saturday and she was supposed to be down there. She came up to celebrate my husband's birthday and my son's birthday, but she had to find, and this is, I quote, another euthanasia green sympathiser or enthusiast to hand out how to vote cards.
Had she promised to help them at the thing?
Yes.
Euthanasia greens.
Yeah. Enthusiast.
It's a niche area, that one.
Would have been a
funnily enough, because spending all Saturday handing out forms would make me want to kill myself.
So. So what are your oldies up to? We want to know.
My dad retired once for a week and he just tried in the first 3 days to drink a whole slab of beer in a day.
And was Bathurst on?
He got to 21. He was very sick and then mum just made him start work again. He's trying to retire. Cody's need to work. We've got to keep busy.
Oh, God.
John of Turinga, what's your old man up to?
Good morning. Yes, he's 84. He is currently painting a 13-metre mural at his grandson's old kindergarten.
Okay, a 13-metre...
mural.
Mural.
Oh, wow. Of what?
Yeah. Now, this is the second one. This one's going to be basically a library with flying books
and also a big fairy wonderland, fairy and dwarves and so on.
And can I check, 84-year-old, I have a son who's a graffiti artist, like actually does it not on public, on things. Is he, does he use cans and does he have a tag?
No, he doesn't have a tag, but they've named him resident artist at the
Kendi. So cute. Is there, can the rest of the general public see these amazing murals?
I think so. If you go and ask, you know, obviously being a kindergarten,
can't just walk in.
Yeah. No. Where are they? Where is it though, John?
It's the Munro Kindergarten at the University of Queensland. Oh, just outside good one.
That is so cute,
isn't it?
Thank you, John. And Lisa of Wenham, your dad's up to some mischief. What's he up to?
He's 91, and on Friday night he went to the Cowboys box to watch the Broncos and Cowboys. And then that was Friday night. Then he went to the Sofitel afterwards for drinks.
Oh, what?
And then Saturday afternoon he backed up and went to my daughter's 21st at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and got home about 10:30. Then up for breakfast Sunday. Then I took him down, dropped him off at 12 o'clock to the Wynnum Past Players function at 12 o'clock at Wynnum Leagues Club. Jeez.
Oh, this bloke's connected somehow.
He's kicked off.
Is he a Wynnum old boy or what is he? Obviously.
He's a Wynnum old boy.
And he was in a box at the footy.
Yeah.
Hey, this bloke's not related to Paul Green, is he?
Yeah, he's his dad.
Oh, wow. So you're his sister. Oh,
that's unreal.
How? He's 91. Yeah, I hope
when I'm that old, I can do all that. Does he get excited, or does he get cross, or does he try and coach from the box?
We call him Super Coach.
Okay. Oh, I bet.
He's always in Paul's ear, you know.
You know what you should do? Nothing more an NRL coach needs, because they haven't got enough people advising them in the media on what they should be doing. You really need your dad to tell you too, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa. It's the Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Okay, if you're a long-time listener to our show, you would know that we have discussed ants a whole lot more than most people have, because Marto has a theory. Now, if you're not up on all of this, this is the story so far.
Marto's got a theory.
Ants are moving around, and where are they going? They're going up
because it is about to rain like nothing else in the next couple of weeks. And he likes talking about it.
You have been going nutso for at least 4 to 5 weeks about the ants.
Often.
And I figured after Cyclone Oma, I figured they'll get there, grab the gear and go back down. They're building mounds out of lawn now. I've been in my house now for 19 years. I've never seen so many ants going upstairs. We're two stories. They're going up every post. They're in every panel. I've never seen anything like it.
And he has external support.
Hey, I'm a greenkeeper.
Have you noticed them on the move?
Absolutely, on our golf course. They actually come when it's going to rain, so there is ants everywhere.
It's Marto's Ant Theory.
So, Marto, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. He also happens to be the drummer in Sean's band.
Oh, good one.
But he's a really nice guy called Steve, and he is an arborist.
Mm. A tree doctor.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Are you on your way to work?
I know. I'm literally just making me breakfast.
Okay. Well, you have been talking to me across the weekend about ants. Tell Marto what you've said.
No. So, I've been in Australia now 7 odd years, and obviously, the insect activity here is obviously a lot higher, and I'm very aware of it being British and climbing up trees as I usually do. The last sort of 4 or 5 months, I kid you not, ants have just been berserk in trees. It's just been ridiculous. I've been covered every day. I noticed it before. I heard the conversation and I heard you guys talking about it. Oh, God, I got to tell Robin that it's actually true.
You lean on any tree at the moment and ants are all over you, aren't they?
Oh yeah, like I spend like hours in some trees, like pretty much all day in some trees, and it's pretty horrendous.
That's great. Yeah. I've noticed it, of course, going into houses and my house and up trees. But what do you mean? You think it means there's going to be a huge weather event?
I'm a bit of a weather geek anyway. I watch it all the time, obviously, because I work outdoors. It just seems like the last couple of weeks we've had storms in the afternoons and things like that, and yeah, they're tracking up the trees. It's definitely a different amount of activity in a tree compared to what I've experienced when I first moved to Brisbane. So when I heard you talking about it, it really pointed it out to me. I thought, no, you're right, you're onto something here.
Wednesday, Thursday, it sounds like Trevor is going to turn right on our map. It's coming down straight down Queensland. It's going to turn right and hit southeast Queensland. This might be the event.
Yeah, look, you know, we've been really lucky and we've escaped any kind of really serious weather. Yeah. Being an arborist, it's something that, you know, we're constantly keeping an eye on. So if it does kick across to us, then it's certainly going to be a busy time.
Mm. Hey, Steve, just quickly, tell Marto the biggest tree that you've just lopped down.
Oh. So I took down, it was a shame I had to come down, but it's a grown its situation. It's a big blue gum.
Widowmaker.
Yeah, it was huge. Took me a day and a half to take down.
Jesus. Were you punching it?
Yeah. there was 55 cubic metres in the head of the tree alone before we even touched the barrel.
Oh, my God.
You had to use an excavator to move the trunk. So it was ridiculous.
Did someone take that timber off you? Do you mill it or what do you do?
Yeah. That was such a magnificent tree that the timber did actually go off to be made for some nice furniture. It was sold at quite a...
And just remind everyone, I guess you use spikes, don't you? You actually physically climb the tree and lop.
Yeah. So I use... They're carbon fibre spikes these days to make it a lot lighter for you. But I use those to take a tree down, but... You do spikeless climbing if you're pruning a tree, you know.
You've got
to look after it.
What a great life you have.
20 years in it.
You're a legend, Steve. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon, mate.
You take care, Rob.
See ya.
See ya, bye. From a house down in Britain or on the Gold Coast, from the horrors of Ipswich or
even up the coast, it's Triple M. News. Very excited for Bogan News this morning. It takes us all across our fine land. The whole country has got involved in this Bogan News, where some opportunistic Bevans have jumped on an Australian pastime, misusing Centrelink funds. Now, the Centrelink glitch is seeing lump sums of up to $10,000 of additional childcare subsidies paid directly into private accounts rather than to providers.
Excellent.
Now, by the looks of things, none of the recipients have read The Barefoot Investor. What were some of the things the cash was spent on? We've got an exotic bird, an LCD large flat screen TV, and a stint at the pokies. Looks like I spoke too soon, though. I said they hadn't read The Barefoot Investor, but I've got a feeling some of these legends were at those machines with no shoes on. Now, the family who used some of the lump sum to purchase an exotic bird then went ahead and brought the bird into their kids' childcare centre to show off.
Oh, no.
What a bit of show and tell. The other kids are like, I did a face painting on the weekend, and they're like, Centrelink stuffed up. Look at this sick parrot. To be fair, I guess that is the easiest of the three to roll into the childcare centre and probably the most interesting. You know, a parrot on the shoulder is probably more fun for the kids sitting around in a circle than a photo of you winning a feature on the More Chilli Machine.
The Big Breakfast Triple M.
As a person who reads the paper each day and watches the news each night, I try to keep an eye on everything, but whenever Brexit comes on, I sort of go...
Glaze over.
I go, that doesn't matter to me. It's got nothing to do with me. Get it off my TV news. But last night I couldn't ignore it.
Why?
1 million people. They reckon it was the biggest protest in the history of the world, perhaps.
Wow.
1 million people on the streets of London protesting about Brexit. And the POMs do. Who's our expert? Is that you, Nick, or Robin, or me?
I know a little bit about it. For those that don't know, it's Britain have voted. They have had a referendum and decided that they were going to leave the European Union.
Have we got a jingle that just goes, small news, but like incomplete news bulletin? We don't
incredibly
have one of those.
No. Off the cuff?
Britain are leaving Europe. Is the thing. Is there anything else we need to know about it?
I think old people voted for England to leave the European Union because it's not going to affect them because they're going to be taking dirt naps soon. But,
right, they're going to cark it.
All right, so that's what it's about, and it's about to happen, and apparently they've been looking going, oh, my God, is that what's going to be
going to happen? Because a deal hasn't been struck where they can actually do free trade outside of the European Union, and that is supposed to be the reason why it's of interest to us because they could potentially be doing more trade with us.
All right, here's some of the chanting at yesterday's protest.
We want revote, but we want it now!
Not very creative.
When do we want what?
We want a revote.
Oh.
They want to go again?
You had a referendum, people. You had a chance.
That is so true. And what about this woman? She's blaming all the arrogant people for what's happened.
I'm just absolutely gobsmacked and blown away by the total arrogance and incompetence of the Prime Minister.
When someone says arrogance, I'm sort of thinking you might be one of the problem, love.
Incompetence.
All right.
Do you reckon you should be able to get a mulligan? just a vote mulligan, you know what I mean? Once every 100 years, a country gets to put their hand up and go, we stuffed that up real bad.
That was an air swing. I don't want another shot.
Crack. Yeah. Come on.
Good call.
We all know what we did.
Well, that's what this girl's saying. She didn't know enough. And how often does that happen? Oh, God. How often do you go in a voting booth and you have no idea about who you're voting? That's most of the population.
Man, it's such a shame. If only information was free and there was a thing in your pocket you could look up that information with.
Well,
that'd be insane. It's better to just go to vote blindly and then whinge about it afterwards.
I wish you spoke to this girl.
We weren't given enough information. We weren't told what Brexit would actually look like because they didn't know what Brexit would actually look like. And I think now we actually know what Brexit might be, we should be able to make an informed decision.
Yep. There was heaps of information.
Yeah, well, they just didn't look at it.
Didn't tell her. She was on an Instagram. It wasn't on Instagram, so she didn't know anything about it.
But how good? Do you reckon they give away snags at the voting booths?
Yeah, there's no Bunnings barbecues.
Oh, they just want another Barbie.
Yeah, they just want more snags.
It's a big breakfast.
The healthiest snack in England.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.